MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Wall Street is bracing for a lower opening with uncertainty over tariffs with China. And a new tariff takes effect today on imported kitchen cabinets, furniture, and lumber. A survey finds 32% of small businesses had job openings they could not fill last month, couldn't find qualified people. Day 14, government shutdown, no talks planned, no end in sight. President Trump back in Washington after celebrating the hostages' release in Israel. There's already a snag.
Most of the deceased hostages were not returned as expected. The bodies of 28 people were supposed to be released by Hamas, those killed over the course of the war, including two Americans, Omar Neutra and Itai Chen. But only four have been handed back so far to be identified and buried by their families.
ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv. Five Palestinians were shot dead today by Israeli forces who say they got too close. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Assembly has passed a package of bills meant to increase the housing supply. Wisconsin's housing crisis is one of the worst in the nation. Of course, an average home here is not going to be as expensive as one in California or New York, but our affordability is the problem. Wages just haven't risen as fast as home prices have, so there's a big gap between how much people are making and how much a home costs. Just 4 years ago, to own a typical Madison home, a buyer's household needed to make about $65,000. Now, again, just for an average home, a buyer or buyers would need to make $117,000 a year. That's according to data from the Badger Project. Lawmakers in the Assembly have passed a package of bills they say would make it easier for builders and for municipalities. These bills would also have to pass the state Senate, but the state Senate hasn't met in months. There's also a bipartisan bill to allow accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, statewide. That means people could build tiny homes or cottages on their property, regardless of their local ordinance on such structures. Meanwhile, Madison leaders are making housing moves of their own. Over the summer, they passed ordinance changes that allow for those ADUs in the city, let people split their deep lots, and allow for duplexes citywide instead of in just a few districts. Now, the Common Council has passed more changes. These include allowing extra floors in buildings that are close to smaller residences, changing lot size requirements, and letting backyard cottages have two units instead of one. Meanwhile, the city has approved a new student apartment building downtown. The State Journal reports Core Spaces will construct a 16-story building on Francis Street. They'll be tearing down Saxony Apartments and a four-unit house. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game two of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series was going to be a battle. It was going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs around 64. Rain is likely tonight, a low around 48, and some showers for Wednesday with a high near 60, pockets of heavy rain possible. For Wednesday night, clouds in 48, Thursday, chance of showers in 68.
Right now, it's 44.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
What's up with all the MAGAs claiming that they're such great Christians and claiming that America was founded as a Christian nation? I debunk all of these myths starting at 5 o'clock. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Because democracy deserves a little airtime. WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
What a day for Donald Trump. You know what? He finally did something positive today, and I want to give him credit for it, because I know he's not the type to take credit for himself. Trump was in Israel and Egypt today to celebrate a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. All 20 Israeli hostages are home after 738 days. Almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees have been released. And while we're only in the first phase of what will undoubtedly be a long and tricky process, the fact is the bombing has stopped, the hostages have been released, and Trump deserves some of the praise for that. And so I know it sounds crazy to say, but good work on that one, President Trump. Now maybe you can not invade Portland. Just an idea. I mean, while you're on a roll.
Or Poland.
Or Poland.
Would be funnier. Hey, look who's here.
Oh.
Why, hey, cameraman, get a shot of that face.
Jody on the show. That's what we're waiting for.
Close up, closer, closer.
I'm going to talk with Steffi. But who's our favorite import?
It's take your husband and or wife to work day here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody's husband, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Who is equally pretty, is our new camera operator.
Oh, he's way prettier than I am.
He's a pretty, pretty man.
He really is.
Really, really is. Do you mind if we talk about you? Anyway, no. You would never put yourself on camera when you were running cameras, so now it's my revenge. Now I'm good. Jody, I mean, Lonnie, close up, all the whole show.
No.
Okay.
Move that out of the way so we can see your face.
Yes.
I.
Yeah, and I was just saying before the break how creepy and rapey Trump is with every woman, including Caroline Leavitt and also the Italian prime minister.
Yeah.
The looks on her face are all of us. She's just like, oh, dear Jesus, death, where's thy sting? Ugh. What, right? Girl, you can take a coffee break. So, isn't this what every woman's dream is, have a rapist, you know, tell you how?
Yeah.
Here, let me do the... I don't have the Italian prime. Well, what did he say? He was on Air Force One. How's Caroline doing? Is she doing good? Should Caroline be replaced? He asked. I don't know. Apropos of nothing. Politico reporter said, that's up to you, sir. Trump, it'll never happen. I mean, that face and those lips, I mean, they move like a machine gun, right?
Ow!
I just think I'm going to burp.
Her lips are so thin, too.
Ooh.
They're very, very thin.
Okay.
Ew.
And then he was being equally creepy with the Italian prayer. She said, and I'm not allowed to say it, but you're so beautiful.
Ew.
Is there anything he says that's not rapey
no.
at this particular
no.
point? All right, Jody, can we talk Middle East?
Sure.
This is driving me crazy. It's once again the mainstream media. I maybe a little bit to do with Democratic messaging. We just, because we're not narcissistic, credit-hogging a-holes. Biden got more hostages out than Trump did. And as we keep saying, there's nobody that can't be thrilled that the hostages are out. But
of course.
White hot thousand suns mad at would be Netanyahu.
Absolutely.
If I were a hostage family, because he could have done this. Can you imagine what they've been through this last year and how many more people are dead? Because where's the reporting? Trump told Netanyahu not to do the deal with Biden.
Yes, he
did. It was the same deal.
Mm-hmm.
So not only did the worst intelligence failure in their history happen on his watch on October 7th in the first place, right? It's all about him and Trump making money. They said it yesterday, right about the dough. We get deals. We're going to beautify the Middle East. We're going to rebuild and blah, blah. He did this, and he's a crook like Trump that's running to stay out of prison, right? Mm-hmm. So there's the one crook telling the other, you know, what is it? They need to buy a vowel. The Knesset? Is that what they're?
Knesset.
Right. Sorry. It makes me sneeze.
Haba.
Pardon me.
Haba.
Alina Haba. Thank you. That's it.
I need a tissue.
First of all, did you catch that, Jody, yesterday? He was threatening them, basically, if they elect anyone other than Netanyahu. First, they're like, pardon this crook. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I'll always be with you. He sounds rapey even about Israel. I'll always be with you. I'll be by your side. But he said, unless you do something, I don't know what would happen. You do something stupid, you elect someone really stupid. And then he, went on to. So I'm like, really? You're threatening a whole country if they don't reelect this crook.
Yeah. That's what he does.
And then all the lies. I destroyed the Iran nuclear program. No, you did not.
Not even close. Not even close.
Yes. But I'm glad at least I found some sanity on social media. Because I'm not the only one going, Biden had this deal.
I think you're the only one that's ever found sanity on social media.
I know.
Yes,
isn't
it's
that
where
weird?
Most people go to lose their sanity. It's where I go to find mine.
Okay. Wow.
Because I'm like, am I the only one thinking, like, what the actual, right? Like, how despicable is Netanyahu that he delayed this because Donald Trump told him to, so Donald Trump could get the credit? And can you imagine the unimaginable horrors that happened to these people in the last year, and how many more tens of thousands of Palestinians died or starved to death?
This reminds me of Reagan and Carter.
Yes. 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 Nixon. Mm-hmm. It's always. Oh, I'm sorry. That's why I'm wearing my Republicans. They really are that horrible T-shirt, because they really are that horrible.
Yeah, because Reagan said to the Ayatollahs, keep the hostages until after I'm elected.
People are just like political pawns to them. Mm-hmm. Where's this meme from? I don't know. Chris Jackson, Representative Jackson, said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but it was President Joe Biden who secured the release of 140 hostages in Gaza, Trump just 28. That means Biden was responsible for 83% of all the hostages freed, yet you never know it from the way the media talks. If anyone deserves the title peace president, it's number 46, not the guy bombing fishing boats on international waters and sending masked agents to terrorize Americans. I guess that's part of it, Jody. We're not. I don't know whether it's messaging or, Joe Biden was just focused on doing the job.
Right.
On helping people. He wasn't out there every second. But now it makes me want to throw up, the media missing that whole story or not.
Well, they're just not remembering it.
Why is it
purpose.
This representative? Why is he the only one? Why is he the only Democrat that's touting this?
Right.
The party should be touting it.
Yeah, I agree.
Wayne said, as Trump continues to take credit for the peace plan that he claims is his, the whole world knows it was Biden's plan. He had Netanyahu come to Mar-a-Lago, told him to wait till he was president to show it. This was confirmed the day Netanyahu was there.
All of this should be a part of the party's messaging, and it's not.
Where's the media just like fawning over Trump? I mean, you got to the point where like Trump's like, oh, the media's been very nice. I'm like, right, because as usual, they're scared and not doing their job on the whole story.
Well, often the media is spoon fed stories like this. If the Democratic Party spoon fed the story about Joe Biden to them, they would lap it up and they would report it.
But
the party isn't.
Part of the tiptoeing is that you can't make it seem like you're not happy that the hostages are out. And to me, that goes without saying that you can't.
We're happy that any hostages get released,
absolutely,
whether it's by Biden or whether it's by Trump.
Don't care.
Right. I mean, it's just, and by the way, he was saying to Netanyahu, you're so popular. No, he's not. Netanyahu's not popular at all. No. I mean, it's widely known in Israel that he was too focused on the West Bank or wherever. This was their 9/11 times 11 billion that happened on Netanyahu's watch. Yeah. And he could have gotten the hostages home. It's all, for him and Trump, it's all political.
When Trump was mentioned at Hostage Square, they cheered. When Netanyahu was mentioned at Hostage Square, they booed.
Right.
They don't like it, Netanyahu in Israel.
Right. Well, good. I mean, Cindy said, he just called Secretary Clinton Crooked Hillary on the world stage at a signing ceremony. I'm very, very happy the hostages are home, and the look of pure joy on the family's faces is priceless, just as they were when the 100-plus were released under President Biden. But as usual, he ruins the moment with his immature and petty name-calling, which, you know, he did about Biden and Obama in the speech to the Knesset.
Knesset. Haba.
That's it. I feel like I'm Tim Conway saying, snork.
Snorky.
Whatever that word was.
Snorky.
Yeah, right, that he was doing with the elephant.
The elephants that were stuck together, yeah.
Snorky. When one would sneeze, they go, snork.
Snorky, right. That's what happens when because it's allergy season and it's raining here.
Yeah.
So when I try to say, miss it, it just.
Haba.
Thank you. Kathy said, strong suspicion some of the same people triumphantly claiming that Biden or Harris could never have achieved this peace deal would be calling it a gift to Hamas if Biden or Harris had done it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just the double standard and the continued. I mean, George Stephanopoulos stood out because he did a moment of journalism. We're all like, oh, I remember that. I remember a follow-up question. And right.
And they obviously are not afraid of J.D. Vance.
Yeah. We're familiar with this move in Hollywood, the Do You Know Who I Am move, the douchebag of all douchebag moves.
I'm the vice president. You should be nice.
Judge, you're speaking to the
president.
Really? Oh, I hadn't noticed.
You're the vice president.
Who else has that much guy liner?
He
looks like a talking bearded clam. Of course I know I'm talking to the vice
president. He works for the people. Just because he's vice president doesn't mean he's entitled to all of the respect in the world.
Right. Covey, thank you. So Trump put forward the same deal Biden did a year ago and released fewer hostages, but he's the one who's out here being praised as a peacemaker. This is what I mean when I say Democrats need to get cocky about their achievements because Republicans and the media praise Trump for breathing.
That's exactly what I was asking for a few seconds ago.
I mean,
Democrats need to get cocky about our accomplishments.
Dana Perino, the tiny dancer of deception on Fox News, apparently was like, how come there's no women? Where are the women hostages? Biden got all the women out. Like, it's just, you know, the basic facts, Jody, that get memory-holed are okay.
No, I don't think they're memory-holed. I think they're deliberately not remembering.
Right. Thank you, John Corbett. According to MAGA Republicans, hang on, that's a different one. Sorry. Talk amongst yourselves. Here we are. Keith Edwards.
John,
that's enough.
John Corbett.
Your peas, your carrots. Go.
Peas, carrots.
Peas.
Carrots.
Peas.
Okay.
John Corbett from Northern Exposure.
You're rutabaga. Pick a vegetable. Let's go. No, I don't believe so. I don't believe it's that guy.
Okay.
Keith Edwards said Joe Biden had a peace deal in place, and then Netanyahu and Trump met at Mar-a-Lago, decided keeping the war going would benefit them both. 10 months later, they are signing the exact deal Biden brokered. We said that at the time, Jody. That was the other thing. It's how he knows how unpopular he is in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, of course, he's going to keep this going so he can stay in office, because as soon as they have an election, he could be out.
Right.
Yeah.
In prison.
He is a crisis president.
Yeah,
the crisis is over, they're going to go on to someone else.
Yeah, I mean.
And so it's in his best interest to keep this crisis going.
Absolutely.
Well, where's the reporting on this is all I'm saying. You know, this is the problem. I think Democrats are in a tough space because then it looks like they're being bitter about the hostages being out or, you know.
I think there's a way of putting it without sounding bitter.
But just the facts, this deal,
yes.
Biden had this deal in place. The only reason it wasn't because Trump has some magical powers of persuasion. It's because Netanyahu's a despicable crook like he is, and he didn't want Biden to get credit. He wanted to help Trump get elected because he knew that he'd be able to, what did Trump say, finish the job in Gaza, flatten it, whatever all the language Trump was using. I mean, it just... Oh, my God. And then put over it, Jody, the sheen of the whole Genocide Joe protesters.
I know.
Kamala protesters. And I'm like, yeah. Ah. Okay.
The Martin sheen of it?
Yes, there's a light Martin Sheen over it. Do you? Yes, I'd like to hear a little Martin
Sheen.
Okay,
I mean...
Martin's always trying to see the best in people.
He is. Oh. He's a
good guy in the White House, if he would take some personal advice. You've got to realize, sir, that you are the biggest nothing in the world. And sir, you stop there. You stop listening to all these people around you, these sycophants. And start being human. That's what you were made for, not golf.
And Jody, of course, he doesn't care about any of the details. Doesn't care about all he cares about is where's my money from Qatar, right. From wherever, yeah. From building Trump Gaza, whatever. It's so infuriating to me that. Anyway, I just all the details because I'm like, no, the war is not over. He's all he cares about is credit and, oh, look what I did. And now, like, what about all these details? They're still intractable, right? Netanyahu, it's a non-starter. The Palestinians get a state, which is in the... So this is like, once again, Chris, a pastiche of notions.
Sure.
It's not really a plan. A plan.
Right.
It's a, you know, here are some things.
It's another ceasefire.
Huh?
It's just a ceasefire.
Right.
Right. Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is all the Hamas disarming, all the points in it are yet to be decided. And
not all the remains of the, you know, deceased hostages
exactly.
are home at all, not by any stretch.
28 bodies that they have to release.
And those are supposed to be home by today.
Right.
They're supposed to be released by today.
Part of it is, like, I'm sure there's evidence of the amount of horrors they endured.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
And it's... Anyway, all right, everybody's can't wait to tune in to see if there's, you know, tension when Charlie Pierce calls in and hits on you in front of your husband. Oh, my goodness. And, ooh, there's drama on the Stephanie Miller Show. Woo!
Stay tuned.
And Watergate prosecutor Jill Winebanks, all on the big show, 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Yes, I did change into my long sleeve because it's cold. Oh, my God, it's like cold. 60.
It was chilly last night. The cat
people
slept
back east
with me
are
all night.
They're like, 60? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. The cat slept with me all night last night. That's how you know it's starting to get cold.
Yeah, so did my tumors. My two little tumors as I go to Bonnie and Clyde. Thank you. I had a third one yesterday. It was a dryer sheet in my pants.
I heard about that.
Yeah, mommy's old. Okay, anyway, my Cozy Earth pajamas are the coziest. I'd be able to tell immediately if there was a dryer sheet in there because they're so soft.
Yeah.
They're insanely soft and stretchy, lightweight, eleganza. And they sleep cool no matter what time of year, no matter where you are. The bubble cuddle blanket. Oh,
what?
My God.
Oh, my God.
It's time for cozy. It just transforms your couch or your bed. It's like a makeover.
Oh. Okay.
It's a plush textured faux fur. It's not just stunning. It's nap-inducing. And check this out. Cozy Earth backs everything. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankies, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go to CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie at checkout. 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com, and the code is Stephanie.
Not bad. Like Frisbee golf, I'm glad I tried it once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring. Give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate and is backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com, use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack. Save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. The code is Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Zepa, Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they can take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can protect your equity. equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Protect yourself. Do it now. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society thrift stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk?
I'm gonna get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
Yeah.
My hump, my
check
hump.
It out.
What humps?
My
juicy lady. Lumps.
Her butt is good for this song.
Stephanie Miller.
That reminds me, I'm due for an mammogram. Okay.
Mine's on the 22nd of November.
My lovely lady lumps just reminded me. That's what happens when you're old, Bella. Yeah. I got to make a medical appointment for my lady lumps. All right, we were all picking out what No Kings rally we're going to. I'm going to Hollywood. You're going to Studio City. Yeah, I'm telling you, them threatening us and bullying us,
it just makes me want to do it.
It's going to make them even bigger. Mm-hmm. People are like, no, you. Can I just say, lots of heroes of democracy. All the airports that are refusing to run Christy Noem TSA thing.
I was kind of
MIT told the Trump administration, this is what I keep saying, Jody, courage is contagious,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Right?
I was kind of shocked.
George Stephanopoulos?
Yeah,
sorry.
That Phoenix was one of the airports that refused to run the...
What's propaganda?
Oh. Yeah. And Newsmax and is it Fox?
Told
the Defense Department to pound sand
for
their
about
stupid
their...
pledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. That they can't report, you know.
OAN is the only.
And they have to have like an escort, like the hall monitor with them at all times.
Yeah, they're all like F you.
Yeah, exactly.
And good for them.
Only Rapey McForehead, Matt Gaetz, and OAN will sign the pledge because stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were D's about it.
Yeah. Oh, and one thing also to be happy about this morning is Trump super mad about his neck vagina on Time magazine.
Yes.
Well, he has it.
His mangina.
He can get rid of it. There's surgeries, you know.
Yeah. Well, are his shirts too tight? What is it? Is his vagina? Does he need like a vaginal rejuvenation or just larger shirt collars? I'm trying to help.
His clothes just don't fit, period.
They do not.
No, they do not.
His ties are too long.
Yes.
His jackets are too big.
Yes.
His pants are too big.
Yes, that's because he's a giant load of treasonous trans fats.
But his pants do need to hold the diaper.
giant orange.
He's trying to make himself seem skinny and petite and such a small little thing.
That's not how you do it. There are ways to do it. That is not one of them.
That's only working for his penis. For the tiny deformed Cheeto. Giant blob of orange treasonous trans fats in a suit. Okay. You know what's the opposite of that? Bob Seska.
Oh, my God.
Big hunk of man meat. Next.
No.
Oh, wait. No, what am I doing? It's not tomorrow. Charlie Pierce.
Oh, my God.
Charlie Pierce.
92.7 WMDX. Less noise, more nuance. Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Over the summer, thousands of gallons of crude oil were spilled when a train derailed in Dodge County, and it wasn't even the first time this year. It made Civic Media's Parker Olson ask, how often do trains derail in Wisconsin, and why?
In 2023, there were 27 reported derailments. The accidents are dangerous and can not only cost a lot of money, but also have the potential to spill hazardous materials. Oftentimes, these derailments happen in or close to populated areas. The National League of Cities says that two-thirds of all rail accidents happen within cities.
When things go bad, they go really bad.
That's Mark Burrows, a retired locomotive engineer and the editor of the Railroad Workers United newsletter. Train derailments have a few primary causes.
Inspection of the rolling stock, inspection of the tracks, the ridiculously long and heavy freight trains, and insufficient training.
Burroughs also says jobs have been cut over the years, making crews smaller, all while trains get longer. Some trains are well over a mile and a half long, posing a challenge for crews that often are just an engineer and a conductor. Our research found that there have been 45 derailments in Wisconsin since 2023. The cause of 21 of them is reported to be human factor, but Burroughs warns that the decline in jobs, crew size, and a de-skilling of workers is a reason for many human-caused derailments. Accident reports on the Federal Railroad Administration's website show that 6 of the 7 derailments within Superior City limits were caused by humans. None of those derailments had more than 2 crew members. In the past, crews were oftentimes at least 4 workers. Burroughs also claims that track-caused derailments can often be attributed to fewer workers who need to inspect more rail track and having less time to do it than in the past. There have been 15 track-caused derailments in Wisconsin since 2023. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs around 64. Rain is likely tonight, a low around 48, and some showers for Wednesday with a high near 60, pockets of heavy rain possible. For Wednesday night, clouds in 48, Thursday, chance of showers in 68.
Right now, it's 44.
The John and Gordy Show.
Right now, we have Paul Soglin on the line, yes, former Madison mayor.
Gordy and I are kind of apolitical. We just want to come up.
Well,
Paul. but here's the thing, and I say that only because we want to come up with solutions to the problems. We don't want to just call them names.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children,
right.
So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome UW Cinematheque programmer and host of the Lifers podcast, Ben Reiser, and then comedy sports director Mike Kauth joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I will not capitulate. I will not give in. I will
You come for me, you gotta come to all of us.
Yeah. Letitia James, hero of democracy. That was at a Mamdani rally. That was fantastic.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Now, and we were talking about the airports. MJ says, good morning to the airports refusing to play the Kristi Noem TSA shutdown propaganda video. Like, imagine blaming Democrats at security checkpoints while TSA agents are literally working without pay. It's like a campaign stop and not a crisis. And speaking of crisis, you've seen what's going on in Alaska? Where's the National Guard? Nowhere. Because they're too busy policing inflatable frogs in Portland. They're having a typhoon.
It's like
a hurricane and a...
A lot of houses in along the Bering Strait were Washington D.C.
Elva said the news is not reporting Alaska got hit with a Category 4 hurricane. People's homes are floating down to the Bering Sea. No FEMA, no National Guard.
The news isn't reporting it. I saw it on NBC News Now yesterday.
Yeah, but again, you know, everybody's busy praising Trump. You know, for Biden's deal in the Middle East, and meanwhile, again, you know, by the way, God always, when God tweets, he said, frogs are usually the plague.
Right.
He sends last, and he sent inflatable frogs to Portland. It's raining inflatable frogs in Portland. Just saying. If you're looking for a sign, God, just send us a sign, any kind of sign. In some way, we've made an error electing Donald Trump president. There's any sign at all. Are locusts last? Are locusts next? Or are they last after frogs?
I don't know. I need to reseed Magnolia. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Magnolia only had the frogs.
True.
Oh, it's like old home week. Bonnie's... it's raining frogs.
Yeah, she's just licking me.
Look, it's old home week. Look, you're a giant salt lick for Bonnie. Your husband's right over there watching. It's a little weird. Animals start curious poses. They feel the heat, heat between you and Lonnie.
Chris looks disgusted.
No, I mean, Boots will stand there on my chest and lick my nose.
Bonnie.
Oh, yeah, our girl cat, she licks me all the time.
Yeah, that's my alarm clock as Bonnie just gently sticks her tongue in my ear. Like that. Hi, Karen. Welcome to the weird. Dive right in.
Good morning. And yes, welcome, Lonnie. But Stephanie, why are you putting baby in the corner?
I know, right? Well, we made him go on camera yesterday because he's way too much eye candy right?
Yeah.
To not use.
Well,
everybody knows I'm a cheap flesh peddler.
Well, yeah.
Look at this hunk of beef I've had sitting here for.
I have nothing. I have nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing to offer.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go
Stephanie,
ahead, Karen.
Jody's sitting right there. Jody's sitting right there.
She knows he's prettier than all of us.
Yeah.
Why do you think she married him?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, gotta lock that down.
Go ahead.
You know, thank you, you guys, for just pointing out the nauseating way in which our mainstream media are sane-washing Trump and giving him credit as though he achieved, you know, peace in the Middle East for all times. And, you know, it just makes me remember the time when Joe Biden was able to get the withdrawal from Afghanistan, ending an over 20-year war, and the way Andrea Mitchell criticized the withdrawal from Afghanistan. You know, and it's like, and again, like you guys were saying, giving, you know, not a lot of credit for the ceasefires that he negotiated. And
they misreported how you know, Trump boxed Biden into a corner, that he absolutely did that on purpose in Afghanistan. He did such an extreme troop drawdown that Biden didn't have many options. But you're right. He did do the most successful evacuation in history of the longest war in our history. And you're right. No credit.
Exactly.
Right. Got
no credit. And then and then not only that, but just going after him the way they did. Or like if he misspoke or whatever, as though that is like fair and balanced. So they have to go hit Democrats and Joe Biden three times harder than they would ever challenge any Republican on the Sunday morning talk shows or whatever. And somehow that's fair and balanced.
Yeah.
It's really, the mainstream media is such a big part of why we are here.
Yeah.
You know, because if the Republicans weren't able to get away with it,
You know, our friend Joe Walsh, I think he was reposting Matt Walsh, who said a lot of forgetting that there was, in fact, a ceasefire in place negotiated by the Biden administration that didn't stick because Trump came into office and undermined it. Then months and many deaths later, he can take credit for sealing a deal he could have sealed in March. And, you know, he just copied headlines from NPR and NBC at the time, right?
Well, yeah, and two, like, remember, you know, from all accounts with the economists, our economy, we had the best post-pandemic recovery of any nation in the world, right?
Yep.
And what did they say? But why aren't people feeling it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's all just, of these people that, you know, somebody did all Jillian Michaels. I've revoked her lesbian heart so long ago. But, you know, tweeting just relentlessly about the price of her groceries. All of it stopped, Jody, the second the election happened. And now prices, as we all know, are through the roof. I mean, it's just... Okay, I'm going to take any of these I can get. Sierra says, I don't know. I guess it has to be spelled out. Biden had the final hostage deal ready to go, and Trump called Bibi and told him to cancel it so it wouldn't hurt his presidential campaign. So the hostages remain in captivity for an additional several months of torture, and several thousand more Gazans died so that Trump could game the timing. Apparently that makes Trump a hero instead of an absolute ghoul from the depths of hell. I would take just a little reporting on this. John Corbett, who I don't think is that John Corbett.
Not the one from Northern Exposure?
I don't believe so. But maybe. I'll check. He just said, Donald Trump is the instant gratification, don't ask me about tomorrow president. Sending the military to the city solves crime. Blowing up a boat in the sea ends the drug trade. Dropping bombs on Iran ends their nuclear program. A ceasefire in Gaza solves the Middle East conflict. That's exactly it. It's just credit and no details, no actual results.
Unfortunately, that appeals to a wide swath of people.
Yeah. Mm. That bought the timeshare?
Yes. People are buying the timeshare. They're falling for the sales pitch.
Karen's lovely and talented co-host, Anita, from San Antonio.
Yay.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Yeah, this could easily blow up in the legacy media's face because it's a ceasefire, not a peace deal. And nobody's agreed to phase two. Donald Trump doesn't even know what a two-state solution is.
Right.
When they asked him about it, he didn't know. And Hamas hasn't agreed to disarm. And then they're talking about the tunnels now. Netanyahu's going after these tunnels. I don't know. This could blow up in their face. The mainstream media was just so desperate to give Donald Trump good coverage so they wouldn't look biased. That's what happened here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know where this headline is. Trump takes a victory lap but avoids questions about what's next. Because, of course, because he doesn't understand anything about anything unless it's about him or his family making money. Except for brief references, Trump did not talk about what it would take to rebuild Gaza or about the future of the Palestinian people. What's the only thing you know for sure? He will make money off it. That's all that matters. And it's okay. Thank you, Mark Elias. He said there is literally nothing more American and patriotic than declaring no kings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you. Hero of democracy, Mark Elias. Tanya in Ohio, you're on with Jody on the show.
Hey, Stephanie. In true Steph's head, I bought myself a frog suit. Yeah, I'm going in the frog suit.
Woo-hoo.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Frogs rule.
Yeah, but listen, I want to tell Guyliner, because he's thinking he's trying to be the tough guy. He thinks he's getting ready to take MAGA over. They're not going to take him in. Guyliner needs to let it go. He's trying to be this hardcore, you know, he's saying tough stuff. Don't nobody care. You are not going to get the MAGA base, baby. Once Trump dies, that base is going to die. It's over.
Yeah. Don't you love the, what's the name of the Rogan show has been renamed Now a Warning? He's so full.
Now a warning?
Oh, my God, Jody. He's so off the Trump train. But it's hard not to, like, go, what? You helped get him elected. And he said he was going to do all of the. He's been talking a lot about the, you know, just inhumanity of the immigrants. It's like, what did you think? This is what he said. What did you think all the signs saying mass deportation now were going to look like? I mean, it's okay. Yes, Radioactive Shrimp says that was super nice of the Biden administration to write up a ceasefire deal for Trump to use when Netanyahu found it politically convenient. Can I just say there's not enough coverage of the Netanyahu part of this?
I agree.
Okay. Oh, and God has also tweeted, the biggest threat in Portland is getting caught in the middle of an inflatable frog unicorn dance-off. I'm considering the T-Rex costume.
T-Rex.
I like those.
T-Rex
I just
rules.
Like the way people walk in the inflatable things because they walk straight.
Wobbly.
So they,
yeah.
Yeah. Like the penguins are super cute. Yeah.
Well, they can't put their legs together and so they like have to,
It's.
Would it be easy for someone to just push you over and then you'd be all day? Mm-hmm.
That happens
like
a lot.
Like a turtle?
In those T-Rex races that you see,
the
T-Rexes fall over all the time and they can't get back up.
I'll ask David Ferguson today because his nickname is T-Rex.
Oh, okay. So I'll ask him today some insight.
Yeah. When I was in college on Halloween, anytime it landed on a weekday, people would dress up in the big inflatable T-Rex costumes and other inflatable costumes and then meet. Uh-huh. On campus and just, you know, be in their inflatable costume standing there.
Oh, dear.
That's fun. That is fun.
Yeah.
My friend, our neighbor friend John has a huge Halloween party every week, every year, but it's, you know, first of all, Halloween night generally.
It's Friday this
year. At night.
Friday this year.
It's still at night.
It's still at night.
Yeah. All right. By the by, Jay Neuberger says, Joe Biden shuffles into FBI headquarters on January 6th. Biden, folks, we're going to need 274 of you fellas to blend into the crowd at the Capitol to foment violence to stop the certification of my election win. I know this sounds like malarkey, but come on, I need to lose this thing.
Exactly.
It's humor, but it highlights ridiculous these things they believe on the right just because Trump says them. Mm-hmm. How is... That I never even thought of that part of it. It's not just that Biden, you know, was not president and not in control of the FBI, but that he would be encouraging them to stop the certification of his own win. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, what was the thing I missed yesterday? Oh, in the I can't remember what the tweet was about, but apparently now Watergate was a big illegal hoax.
Yes, it was a hoax. Mm. Yes.
I missed that. Yep. And saying that the Ukraine thing was a bigger illegal hoax than Watergate. So now apparently Watergate.
I'm sure Jill will have some thoughts on that.
I feel my dad's running mate spinning in his grave because, Goldwater's the one that told Nixon he was a crook and had to go. Yeah.
And Jill Winebanks might have a thing or two to say about that today.
Yes, I think that Jill Winebanks will. We'll ask her just how illegal a hoax Watergate was. Okay.
Panties in a twist.
Oh. You should just put spinning. It could be other things besides your panties.
She can just whatever she wants.
And I don't even know if Goldwater wore panties.
You know what? What Goldwater did on his own time is
that's
his
right.
own business.
He was he was a libertarian. So who knows what happened over there?
Yeah.
There was a lot of speculation that CeCe Goldwater and Ollie similar. So there could have been some. Maybe there was a little mixing on the Goldwater Miller campaign. Maybe there was some cross. Maybe someone cross pollinated our moms. I'm not insinuating whoredom, but CeCe Goldwater and I look a lot alike.
I thought LBJ was more likely to cross-pollinate with your mom.
That's true.
Well,
she was.
That would have
LBJ was
well.
A Democrat, right. So that wasn't going to happen.
Getting handsy at the inaugural ball was different, cross-pollinating.
Okay.
He was a Democrat. It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what? Jody's here, and so it's weird.
Well,
I was just thinking to myself, why is it weird today? Oh, I know.
It's Jody's here.
It's Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Field of Greens. Whee! That's me running through my Field of Greens on my... you'd think you'd hear clackety-clackety on my hips, but no! We have an actual age and our body's internal biological age. I have likely lowered my biological age. Ha ha. Without even knowing.
Right.
Why? Field of Greens.
Yeah.
Americans eat too many processed foods. We don't eat enough fruit and veggies. And that's why many of us can be 10 years older on the inside than your actual age. Mm-hmm. That's no bueno.
Nope.
A major university study suggests how to slow aging. It's Field of Greens. They didn't change eating, drinking, exercise. They just added Field of Greens. Amazing. Every fruit and vegetable in there was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Join me. Okay, check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use the promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor. No more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-213-9259. 800-213-9259. 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
Clyde is obsessed with Lonnie. Lonnie is turning into him into a homo gay. He's just like staring. He just sits there and stares at Lonnie. Because it takes a while, to absorb Lonnie's beauty until it becomes normalized.
It does.
Just takes a second. He's just taking it all in.
Yeah.
He's like such a beautiful man. Okay. Things are weird because Mr. and Mrs. are here.
Right, yeah.
It's take your wife and or husband to work day.
No, it's take your wife to work because he works here and I...
Yes.
I'm just a guest.
Yeah. You're a plus one. I don't even write your name down anymore. Just plus Lonnie plus one.
It's going to get really weird in less than an hour.
That's true.
Oh, when Charlie Pierce, when the three-way shows up. Yeah. Okay. We're talking about the ridiculous stuff that maggots believe. John Corbett again. But he says, according to MAGA Republicans, Joe Biden was president during the 2020 COVID lockdown. Oh, yes, they blame him
for that.
Trump was president. Yeah. BLM protest, 2020 election in January 6th, and apparently Jack Smith ordered the Mar-a-Lago search in the August of 2022. Did you see I'm Eric, Trump on TV? He said, sure enough, we find out that Jack Smith is planting manila folders on the office of my father.
No.
So that's before he was appointed and before Jack Smith was at Mar-a-Lago planting specifically manila. Okay. All right. Here's a couple more for my sanity. Michael says, so Netanyahu and Trump work hand in hand for 2 years to obliterate Gaza and its people and split the land between them. And people are hailing this as some kind of miracle peace deal. Thank you. Hi. Tapper, tapper, tapper. Is this on mainstream media? Hi. And one last one. NJ says the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas that Trump is taking credit for and flew to the Middle East for a photo op is the same agreement Biden proposed late summer of 24. Both Hamas and Israel initially agreed to it. Then Trump called Bibi and told him not to agree because it would help Trump and hurt Biden's reelection chances. I mean, I just maybe report on that. Maybe ask a question or two about it. Right. It obviously doesn't have to do. There isn't a soul that's decent that isn't thrilled that the hostages are back. But you can't report Biden got, I don't know, 3-4 times as many hostages out. I didn't even know that. Did you, Jody?
I did. I remembered.
Well, yeah, because you're the smartest girl in class. Married to the prettiest boy in class. So whatever. At least I have a husband.
At least I have a husband and two cats.
It's a lot of pretty in the same household.
Yeah, it is. A lot of fighting for the mirror or just...
No, the cats are pretty.
Your cats are pretty. Okay. This is one of those, is this true? Do we fact check this? Letitia James is launching a full-scale fraud investigation into Trump's entire property empire, every tower, every deal. Hey, throw Barron in there for insider trading.
No kidding. Please.
Is that the most slam dunk insider trading you ever heard? 30 minutes before Trump's tariff announcement, he short sells and he makes $80 billion in crypto. And we're all just like, really? Are they still in the middle of another Hunter Biden investigation?
Well, I mean, and he's, what, 19, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So he's already made $80 million. And they
was just two days ago.
And they want to put him on the board of TikTok.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
If I had $80 million at 19, I ain't working again. No. I'm good.
I'm not saying Eric would not have, you know, gotten by on his own brain power. I'm Eric. I'm trying to follow what he was talking about. How could Jack Smith have planted? Okay. Do you feel that you just don't have the life force anymore to try to understand their conspiracy theories? I just don't. Sometimes I ask Chris and then I give up midway. I'm like, never mind. I don't care.
You need a hat that's made of tinfoil.
I got a call. The FBI's at the front gates of Mar-a-Lago. They have a search warrant. They're demanding you turn off the security cameras right now. And sure enough, we find that Jack Smith's planting manila folders in the office of my father, taking, you know, these glamorous photo shoots where he has them all fanned out like a turkey.
What?
Oh, he's talking about the evidence photos.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's implying Jack Smith himself brought those. And
yes.
Yeah, and planted them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, the cert, I just feel I
however.
Thank you for the however part of this story. However, the search of Mar-a-Lago was conducted in August 2022 after the U.S. government had previously tried to retrieve documents with Trump's cooperation on numerous occasions. Another glaring issue with the younger Trump's accusation that Smith was, quote, planting manila folders is the search warrant was executed in August. Smith was not appointed special counsel to oversee the classified documents investigation until that November.
Right.
He was basing it on future crimes, you know,
like a
Minority Report.
Well, exactly. I was just going to say, so Jack Smith had the ability to know that he was going to be appointed prosecutor and to go back in time and plant evidence that he knew he would need because...
Wait, does he have a DeLorean by any chance?
Sure. Why do we have to use our
brain,
tiny life energy that we have left for this? 58 minutes after the hour, Charlie appears and Jill Weinberg's coming up.
WMDX, Madison's antidote to hot takes. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll talk a little bit about fighting authoritarianism and why Ken Burns, the great historian, has it right. And also, the Brew Crew in the NLCS. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. With the government shut down now in a third week, the U.S. is preparing to give $20 billion to prop up Argentina's economy. Argentina's president, due to seal the deal with President Trump at the White House today, and ABC's Jay O'Brien on Capitol Hill says it's a highly unusual move.
The Treasury Secretary says it's meant to support a U.S. ally in South America, but Democrats up here on Capitol Hill pouncing, accusing the president of sending money abroad, but cutting services like Medicaid and food assistance here at home.
There is no home in Gaza. Only 17% of buildings are undamaged, making Palestinian refugees in their own territory. Even with peace in the air, Israeli forces killed five Palestinians who they say got too close today. Hamas yet to release the bodies of 24 hostages. Consumer Reports says most protein powders and shakes contain more lead in one serving than experts say is safe to consume in a day. This is ABC News.